You're listening to Play It Again, Swig. I'm Jocelyn Swigger, and I'm trying to learn all the Chopin etudes. I'm also trying to balance hanging out with my toddler, teaching full-time, and life's other distractions. This is my audio diary of that process. Well, it's Sunday, March 3rd, and I'm going to play you a recording that I made last week when I was in Boston. I got to play on an Erard piano, which is one of the brands that Chopin had, and also on a Streicher piano, which is later than Chopin, but still was very interesting. So the sound quality is going to be a little different than what you're used to. I didn't bring my whole vocal mic apparatus and all that contraption. I'm not recording a podcast for you today because there is a drum and fife corps practicing next to my office, and I can barely hear myself think. So I'm just going to play you this recording that I made when I was playing on these other pianos, and I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for being my practice buddy. Okay, so I'm here with an Erard piano, which is beautiful to look at, and unfortunately is completely out of tune. So I can't even really... there's no point in really playing it. One of the things I'm trying to figure out is, what does it feel like? And the best way I can describe it, the keys almost feel sort of spongy. Not that they're hard to press down necessarily, but just it's a really active thing. The modern Steinway has this moment where you press the key down and not very much happens, and then there's really, it feels like it's about a millimeter point of escapement where it actually makes the hammer go up and strike the string. And on this, it feels like it's just all the way, it's like you can control it at every moment almost. It's very different. It means something like this. It's going to sound terrible, but... Wow, that's so easy. It sounds like horror music. Horror movie music. So I think maybe the sponginess about it is the main thing. Somehow, I think maybe the length of the keys is a little bit shorter than what I'm used to. I should measure it. Okay, I'm going to stick with this chord right now because it doesn't sound too bad. Oh, but now it's mostly gone and there's just a little bit of fog left. Let me do that again. Yeah, so it's decaying away. You can still hear the harmony, but it's going away. I guess the big question that I really want to answer by looking at these older instruments. To make it sound more like the older instruments, or do I pedal less? And of course, also, what are they going to feel like? There's another instrument over there. Let me tug you over to this now. I'm not going to spend my whole time here talking to you, but I'll just show you this. So this other instrument I'm about to play on is in tune. This is a Streicher. Apparently, Streicher was the daughter of the piano maker Stein, who was a piano maker that Beethoven really liked. And she married somebody named Streicher, and apparently was actually involved in the factory, like making the piano. She was in the shop. This is probably grandson of hers, but and I don't know what the date is of this piano, but this piano is probably closer to Brahms, but it will be closer to Chopin than what I have now, the modern piano. So this is in tune, and one of the things that's really interesting to me about this one is that if you play a note, there's quite a bit of after ring. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it on the recording, but if I play a note, there's like a ghost of a sound that lingers. And that's interesting because it means that some of Chopin's pedal markings that are really dry, like here, and then pedaling here, that actually
actually makes sense because these kind of, it's almost like the piano is making a legato effect for you. Legato is not the right way to put it, but they don't feel quite as rat-a-tat-tat as they do on the modern piano. So then the question is, do I do sort of a flutter pedal on this one? That was one suggestion I got. Now this one, this of course is not a piano that Chopin would have played on, but again, it's probably closer to the German pianos than what we have now. This doesn't feel as spongy as the Erard. It feels more like a modern piano. But I feel like the release of the keys, like when they push your fingers back up, is much more active than I'm used to. That might just be that my piano is out of regulation, but that actually feels really nice because it needs something like this. Hope that these sounded at all different to you. I don't know how much of this you could hear, but I hope you enjoyed that.